What's up, guys? Welcome back to another edition of 101 Sports and Cards. As always, I'm Nathan Holloway, and with me, Jared Trish.
What's up?
We're starting the NFL, like we always do. The biggest news of the week, Mike McCarthy won't return as Cowboys head coach. Good for them. Deion Sanders is a possible replacement. We're going to have a lot of discussions today. So, for all you guys that, you know, come here looking for stats that bore everybody, including myself, because I look at stats all day, you're not going to get much stats today.
You're going to get the great input of me.
Yeah. So, Deion Sanders is a possible option. Do you think it would be a smart decision for them to get Deion after what he did in college with both whatever HBCU college he was at and then, or university he was at, and then Colorado?
No. I don't think so. I don't think he's that good of a coach. The only reason Colorado became good was because everybody went there because of his name. He didn't bring those guys up. He cannot coach in big games. So how the hell would he do the NFL when every game is big? This dude got beat by Colorado State. I couldn't tell you a damn player on Colorado State. And then they lose to other bad teams all the time. And when they play a good team, they just suck. He's not a good play call. If I was Jerry Jones, which thank God I'm not, but
wish I had that money.
Yeah, that's about the only thing I wish I had is the money. Honestly, I think Mike McCarthy's not the best coach. I would much rather have McCarthy over Deion. McCarthy has had success.
Yeah.
Deion hasn't. I get it, though. It's Deion Sanders. But I just don't think it's a good fit. Importantly, your franchise is already screwed. You have nobody besides CeeDee Lamb.
That's not true. I'm going to agree with that, it's not a good fit. Possibly mostly because he's not the best coach. He did say that he's happy in Boulder, Colorado, which I don't know why. I guess since he built the program up, he wants to stay there. His sons are no longer there, so it makes literally no
I respect the loyalty, sense, though. If he would.
But his sons aren't there. You have nothing to coach. That's the only reason he wanted to coach. He's been coaching his sons since they were little kids.
Yeah.
That was the reason why he went to Colorado, recruited them, plus Travis Hunter, who's basically a kid to him.
Yeah.
But now it's Jerry Jones has contacted him, said he wants to stay in Boulder. Not just because he's a bad coach is not why this is a bad move for the Cowboys. It's also this will never happen because what does Jerry Jones love more than anything? The spotlight. And if Deion Sanders ends up in Dallas where he played, where he won a Super Bowl, who is the spotlight going to be on?
Deion.
Not Jerry. Because for all the, you know, when McCarthy's in the locker room, you know, after the game, all the reporters are outside talking to Jerry Jones because he just has to be the first face that they see. Deion's there. They're going to say, you know what, Jerry, screw your old ass. We're going to go talk to Deion. Because Deion's a much bigger name than what Jerry Jones is.
Hey, so how do you feel about your 15th loss of the season?
So because of that, that is why it would not work out.
They
and why
also
it's
won't
not.
Get Sadol either.
No. The Cowboys do have an interesting job, also for Deion, also for any coach, not just Deion, but any coach that goes there. You saw the Jerry Jones, he spent a lot of time with Jason Garrett as their head coach when they were winning but could not find playoff success. He was not as gracious to McCarthy as he was to Garrett. McCarthy spent 5 seasons there. Had 12 or more wins in 3 of the 5 seasons. Of course, this season, everybody was hurt, or they probably would have been better. And McCarthy only won playoff win, though, and Jerry decided to get rid of him early. So that's a big thing now that if any coach goes there, you have the pressure to win.
Yeah.
And right now, this is not a winning team. This is a good situation for any coach you have, because most teams that have had coach openings, they don't have a quarterback, unless you're the Bears or the Patriots with a young guy. But other than that, this team has Dak at quarterback, if he can stay healthy. It's a big if. They have one of the best wide receivers in the league in CeeDee Lamb. And they have a main defensive guy in Michael Parsons. Now, other than that, they need a lot of work. They need a new running back. They need more offensive line help. They need defensive help, especially in the secondary. And then they need another receiver. But this is one of the most interesting places to go because you have the three main things you need to build a team. The bad thing is that Jerry wants success. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Cowboys are not going to go from being one of the worst teams in the NFL this year to being a, you know, championship contender next year. So Jerry cannot believe that's the case. That's how I would say. And Deion is not a good fit. Next up, Quinn Ewers declares for the NFL draft. Your thoughts?
Finally, it's Arch Manning time.
It was Arch Manning time either way. But do you think he should have declared to transfer? Because apparently there was a Big Ten team offering a ton of money to transfer.
I personally probably would have declared because you're the only QB now. Because Beck's not in it. What other QBs are in this class?
Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders.
That's it. He's probably going to be third or fourth picked QB. So I see why he did it. Because next year, he will not get picked until probably the second third round. With next year's class.
Next year's class is really good.
So, he sees the lighting on the wall. This is his best opportunity to get to the league. And I don't blame him. So, I think it's good for him.
I agree with this. Also, for him to not go to a different team. He's been in the Big Ten once. He was at Ohio State. It didn't work out because he didn't play. And just, he had a very good season. He didn't have a great season. He had statistically one of his worst seasons, but it was still a pretty good season. He led a Texas team that
wasn't the best.
Yeah. Especially down the stretch. They weren't as good as everybody thought they would be heading into the season, but he led them to, the semifinals of the college football playoff. And if it wouldn't have been for some huge plays by the Ohio State defense, they'd be playing next Monday. You already mentioned this, but Carson Beck withdrew from the draft. He's transferring to Miami, I guess because, you know, he's dating one of the Cavender twins, and they're there. Took him a solid, like, 10 hours for this to happen. It's amazing. Do you think it's the right choice to not declare?
Yeah. He played, like, butt cheeks in his injury. So.
I think he should have declared. To be honest, he's not going to prove Miami. I'm going to tell you that. Miami was only good this year because Cam Ward. He's not Cam Ward. He's not that good of a player. His best bet would have been to either stay at Georgia or Alabama also called because Jalen Milroe declared for the draft. That's another guy. And he could have been the starter for Alabama. But it's weird to transfer to Miami. I get it because, you know, his girlfriend's there. I'd much rather play for an SEC team where you're going to get the most spotlight instead of an ACC team where...
If you lose one or more games, you're not making the playoffs.
Yeah, because the only good teams in that conference are Clemson, and then who knows what SMU is going to look like next year.
Yeah.
So, wild card recap. This is where we're going to get into the stats for you stat nerds out there. The Texans dominated the Chargers 32-12.
Just Wilt sucks.
I'm officially... I know I picked the Chargers. I'm done. I'm officially done. Logan texted me over the weekend, and, you know, on my birthday, waited to wish me a happy birthday until, you know, this game was ended so he could give me crap about the Chargers losing. I will say one thing. This was a good season for the Chargers because nobody expected them to be as good as they were.
Yeah.
But this is not how you wanted to end your season. Justin Herbert looked terrible. He had 4 interceptions.
Bad throws.
Yeah. But you can also say the Texans finally showed up.
Yeah, they played
and
good.
If the Texans can play like this, they can beat the Chiefs next week.
The defense is better.
Yes. But the Texans won. Stroud had 282 yards, touchdown, a pick. Mixon, 106 yards and a touchdown. Nico Collins, 122 yards and a touchdown. Also, Ladd McConkey, shout out Ladd McConkey. Great rookie year. Ended his rookie season. 197 yards and a touchdown. The Ravens defeated the Steelers 28-14. This game was never close. Lamar, 175 yards, 2 touchdowns. Derrick Henry, 186 yards and 2 touchdowns. Of course, for the Steelers, they now enter the offseason with, we're going to talk about Mike Tomlin here in a second, because I have a great comparison to a NBA coach that, you know, as everybody knows, I absolutely hate, that I'm going to compare Mike Tomlin to. But first off, if you're the Steelers, Russ is a free agent, Justin Fields is a free agent, do you bring either of them back, both of them back, neither of them back?
I say you get rid of Russell Wilson, you keep Justin Fields as your starter, and you draft a QB in the late rounds.
I agree with that. The bad thing is they're not going to get a very good quarterback in the draft, but you got to think, you look back, Ben Roethlisberger wasn't a top pick, and they made him into a Hall of Fame quarterback, or eventual Hall of Fame quarterback. But I agree with keeping, there's no way you keep Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was the downfall of this team at the end of the season.
Yeah.
The fact that they did not, I think Arthur Smith, their offensive coordinator, wanted to move back to Justin Fields, but they would not allow him to do so. I believe Justin Fields could have made this a much more competitive game, because Russ thinks that he's his old self, where he's the Seahawks, or they're winning, you know, Super Bowls, competing every year, and he can run and pass. He can't run anymore.
He's getting hold of the pass now.
Yeah. So Justin Fields would have been, I mean, with Justin, it's harder for a defense. For Russ, you know that he's going to try and scramble, but he ain't his normal self. He ain't his old self.
Yeah.
He can't do it anymore. With Justin Fields, you would have made, you know, defense coordinator of the Ravens. I don't remember who that is now.
Think more.
But think more with Fields, just because of his running ability.
He's basically a running back. He's basically Lamar Jackson, but worse.
A lot worse.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be a three-time MVP. He's never going to be a one-time MVP. The next question is it time to move on from Mike Tomlin?
I don't think so. The dude has the best winning percentage of all. One of does he have the best win percentage of all time? He's up there. But he has the most. He has not had a losing season in I don't know how long.
Since he took over.
Yeah. Did he win all those championships with Roethlisberger on them? He won one of them. Out of like, well, they went four? How many did they win? Just the one? I thought they won more. I don't think you move off.
I don't think so. I know they went to multiple Super Bowls. They beat the Cardinals. They lost to my Packers.
I thought they won multiple back then.
Yeah, they did with Terry Bradshaw. He wasn't around when Terry Bradshaw was there.
I thought Big Ben won a couple with them when they had Troy and all of them.
Okay, he did win two.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No. Yes. Yes, he won two. They beat the Seahawks in 06, and then the Cardinals in 09.
So,
I don't believe he was the head coach in 06.
So he has one championship.
Yeah.
I think Tomlin's still a good coach. This team was not the right situation this year. And he still got a winning record. He got a winning record last year with that absolute dog crap of a team. This dude knows how to coach a football team and to win games. I don't know how you move on from him. What other coaches out there am I putting my faith in to win games? Now, playoffs? I don't know.
Hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years.
Yeah. But the situation, they haven't had a good QB since Big Ben. And when they at the end, Big Ben started to get worse. I think you still keep him. You give him another shot. You do the whole thing, Justin Fields thing. You try that experiment. If it doesn't work out, maybe you see next time.
I disagree. It's time to get rid of him. I'm not a Mike Tomlin fan as well, so I'm a little biased. I've never been a fan of him. I just don't like him. I never thought he was that good of a coach. There's multiple teams that want to trade for him that need a head coach. Let them. He told them that to not worry or to not even try, because he doesn't want to leave the Steelers. But if you're the Steelers owners, do it. Get something for him. Because here's a comparison. Mike Tomlin is the Doc Rivers of the NFL. Doc Rivers was led to one championship during his career because of a stacked Boston Celtics team. Other than that, what has he done? He's had put up winning seasons with no playoff success. What has Mike Tomlin done? He got carried to a Super Bowl because of the defense and Ben Roethlisberger. What has he done since? Had winning seasons? No playoff success. They're the exact same person. Except Mike Tomlin is a lot more likable than Doc Rivers. I will say that. Although I don't like either one. But eventually you have to, like the Clippers did.
Move on.
You have to move on. Eventually. Yeah, I don't want a playoff game in like 8 years with one of the most prestigious franchises in not only the NFL, but sports. When you think of Pittsburgh Steelers football, you think championships, hard-nosed football. That was not what happened this year. They did not play hard at all. Their defense sucked towards the end of the season, and that is what Steeler football is known on. We're not even going to talk about the offense, because my God, Russ, Justin Fields,
Pickens sucks.
Pickens is too worried about getting into fights. The rest of the receivers suck. Najee Harris, the fact that they took him in the first round was just atrocious. The dude had like 12 carries for 17 yards in this game. Dude is terrible. He also cost me a fantasy championship, so screw you, Najee. It's time to move on, get a fresh restart, also move on from Arthur Smith as your offensive coordinator. You should have never hired him, for one. He didn't have success in Atlanta as a head coach. He's never had success in his career. The fact that you thought bringing him in would fix that offense was just one of the stupidest moves, and Mike Tomlin was the person behind that.
I don't think there's anybody can fix that offense.
There's a certain few. Put me as a head coach, I'll fix that offense.
Yeah.
So it's time to move. The Bills blew out the Broncos 31-7. After the Broncos went up 7-0 in the first quarter, I thought it was going to be a great game, and then 31 unanswered. It was really bad. Josh Allen turned 72 yards, 2 touchdowns. James Cook, 120 yards and a touchdown. Bo Nix played well, 144 yards and a touchdown. The defense just couldn't stop anybody. And this was the biggest problem with the Broncos, is that their defense is great against bad teams, against good teams, not so good. The Eagles feed the Packers 22-10. Jalen Hurts, 131 yards, 2 touchdowns. Saquon, 119 yards. Jordan Love, 212 yards, 3 interceptions, 2 of which were not his fault. Now, one was not that I'm defending. He did not play well at all. Our whole team didn't play well.
Sucked.
The first pick by Darius Slay was just an amazing play. You don't see a lot of coverage corners be able to just turn around, locate the ball like a wide receiver and intercept that. Like, that was an incredible play. And then the last interception, of course, he was just trying to get a touchdown because they needed anything they could get. The other one, to Zach Bond in the middle of the field, a baby could have threw a better ball. I don't know who he was throwing that to. But also, the Packers had a ton of injuries. I mean, every time you looked at the TV, there was a guy getting carted off. This is a really bad game, a really bad end of the season, and overall, as a Packers fan, this is one of the worst seasons I have seen in a long time. Because we were good, but not good against good teams. And there is a lot we need to clean up, including getting a number one receiver. Please, go get T. Higgins. Because the Bengals cannot afford him and Ja'Marr Chase. Get T. Higgins. We need a number one.
Because to watch, you can't rely on him. You can't rely on Dobbs.
The best game of the week. The only good game of the week. The Commanders defeated the Bucks 23-20. Jaden Daniels, 268 yards and 2 touchdowns. Dyami Brown and Terry McLaurin both had 89 yards and a touchdown. Baker had 185 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Mike Evans had 92 yards and a touchdown. Now, this is a great game. It was sad that it had to end on the failed handoff to the wide receiver, where the Commanders could just – it was also bad clock management by Todd Bowles, which is the second straight postseason he's done this. But impressive win for the Commanders.
That hit Jaden Tidwell was insane.
And then the final game of the week, the Rams blew out the Vikings 27-9. Stafford, 209 yards, 2 touchdowns. Sam Darnold, 245 yards, touchdown, a pick, and a fumble. This is a bad game for the Vikings. This is a bad game for Sam Darnold. Back-to-back weeks. Cost himself a lot of money over the last 2 weeks. As a Vikings fan, do you want them to sign somebody? Aaron Rodgers?
No!
Hey, Brett Favre came out and said it, that Rodgers would be a perfect fit with the Vikings. He wants it to happen. He wants them to have the same career path.
Well, I don't.
You want to keep Sammy D or switch to JJ?
I really don't know, man. I really don't. I mean, Sam, I knew was eventually going to turn back to old Sam. Unfortunately, it was the last 2 weeks of the two biggest games we had to win.
Dude was seeing ghosts again.
Yeah. I don't know how JJ's going to play. Nobody knows. I mean, he was playing pretty good in the preseason, but that's preseason. I mean, freaking anybody can play good in the preseason. I really don't know. I say we wasn't expected to really win this year. I said we keep Sam, but I think we let him walk and we take our chances and we spend some money and get some help. We'll help. I think that's what we should do.
I think if they keep Sam Darnold, they got to sign him to as cheap as possible. Yeah. And if J.J. McCarthy plays well in the preseason, you call up, you know, some other team that needs a QB that isn't able to get one in the draft, and you trade him. Get something for him. Because there's no way that Sam Darnold, after the year that he had, although the last 2 weeks were very, very bad, there's no way there's not a team out there saying he could still be a franchise QB.
Yeah. I mean, he looked amazing. This was his breakout year to get him back on the map since he was drafted. I just, personally, he's a great fit on the team. The people love him on the team. It's just, we already wasn't expected to do good. I think we was expected to win 5 games, I think.
You also have to think that the quarterback position is one of the hardest to replace.
Yeah.
And they also have to keep both Jordan Addison, who's going to be coming up on a contract year,
and
Justin Jefferson happy. Because neither one, especially Justin Jefferson, was not happy after that loss. Basically because the last 2 weeks of the season,
he got like no passes.
He got double and triple teamed.
Yeah. I think we try JJ because we already kind of cashed in. It wasn't supposed to be this good. You screwed up. Now our draft pick is high. We won't be able to get anything that's going to help us too tremendously.
You won't be able to get a solid defender.
Yeah. I think we try our shot with JJ. If we suck, what's the expectations? So, give JJ a shot when he's healthy.
I would like to shout out the Rams, though, just to play how they did after everything that has happened, moving to play in Arizona for the Cardinals, or Glendale, sorry. At the Cardinals Stadium with everything that's going on in L.A., and we're thinking about everybody in L.A. It's a terrible thing going on over there. But to see how they showed out in that game, and they did not let everything affect them. Yeah. They came out, they played well. Stafford had a great game.
Played well?
And
they looked like a Super Bowl-type team.
And if Stafford can play like this, they could be a Super Bowl team. But you never know which version of Matthew Stafford you're going to get. And that's the problem with the Rams. The Rams also have one of the best young defensive lines with Jared Verse and can't think of the other guy. They have one of the best young defensive lines in the NFL. Just imagine if Aaron Donald was playing. He was at the game.
Suit him up. He still go freaking knock some people on the ass.
So we're going to give our division round preview. The first game on Saturday. There's 2 games on Saturday. Both of them feature the number one seeds, Texans and Chiefs.
We both screwed this pick up because I think we both picked the Chargers.
No, you picked the Chiefs.
The Chargers the game before.
Oh, yeah.
But I did pick the Chiefs to win. I really don't want to see it happen, so I want the Texans to win, so I'm going to pick the Texans.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I know they haven't played in 2 weeks, but Chiefs are a much harder team to face than the Chargers were.
Yeah.
And Mahomes is, not to diss on my boy Justin Herbert, but Mahomes is a much better quarterback. They have more weapons offensively. They actually have a run game with Pacheco that the Chargers don't have. And
their defense can get to you.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs. If they can pressure Mahomes like they did Herbert, though, they will have a very good chance. I just don't see that. The other game on Saturday is the Commanders and the Lions.
I liked what the Commanders did, but the Lions are just clicking right now. I really think the Lions will have a real good shot to win this whole thing, so I'm going to go with the Lions.
I'm also going to go with the Lions, but I believe this is going to be a very competitive game. The bad thing is that the Washington defense cannot stop anybody.
Yeah.
So the only way they win this game is if it is an absolute shootout.
Yeah.
I mean, Jaden Daniels may have to score 5 touchdowns in this game.
Yeah.
On Sunday, Rams, Eagles.
I'm going to go with the Rams, even though I picked the Eagles in my bracket. I just really like what the Rams did. And I kind of feel like the Rams is getting a little pushed, too.
Man, I picked the Eagles to make the Super Bowl, so I got to keep the Eagles with this. I think the Rams... The bad part about the Rams, you don't know which Stafford's going to show up. Is it going to be the one from last week? If it's that one, and if Jalen Hurts plays as bad as he did against the Packers, because, I mean, Packers defense really gave him fits all day.
He also didn't play in a while.
Yeah. Then the Rams can win this game, but I believe the Eagles are too good, and they have too good of an offensive line. And their defense, especially their pass defense, is the best in the NFL. The best game of the week. The first game ever this early in a season between the more than likely the top two finishers in the MVP race at the end of the year, Ravens, Bills.
I gotta go Ravens because I picked the Ravens to win the whole thing. So I'm sticking with the Ravens.
I'm also going with the Ravens. Remember, the Ravens absolutely whooped the Bills earlier in the season. Both teams have gotten better. The Bills have gotten a lot better. But I'm going to go with the Ravens. I don't think the Bills are going to be able to stop the two-headed monster of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. Moving on to the association. Hope you guys like the NFL because it was like half an hour long. Moving on to the association. The Suns land Nick Richards in a second-round pick from the Charlotte Hornets for Josh Okogie in 3 second-round picks. Do you like this move?
Don't really care. It doesn't help any of them, I don't think.
I'm going to say I don't like this move. The Suns have been they've been bad. They're the 11th seed in the Western Conference. They're under 500. All their focus is on trying to get, you know, Jimmy Butler. Bradley Beal's coming off the bench. Yusuf Nurkic, they might as well just cut him because they're not going to be able to trade him. They need rebounding, though, because over the last two games, they've allowed 20 offensive rebounds. They also allowed Onyeka Okongwu off the bench last night in their loss to the Hawks to get 21 rebounds. Now, this team needs centers because Yusuf Nurkic sucks. Mason Plumlee is old, and he's bad. So this is a good sign. This is a good trade. They got him for basically nothing. They also freed up a ton of cap space. They're going to miss Josh Okogie's defense. But Nick Richards is a solid trade, but it does not. It's a solid trade for them, but it does not help them overall. Because they're still. Nick Richards ain't going to make them a championship team.
He's not going to play.
He's going to start.
Is he really?
Yes, he's starting. The Cavs have won. They did win 11 straight games. It ended versus the Pacers on Sunday. Of course, they beat the Pacers. The other night, they're still 34-5. They lead the Celtics by 6 games. The Detroit Pistons are back. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. They sit 8th in the Eastern Conference. Cade Cunningham is finally proving to be that first overall selection. He is going to be an All-Star this season. The Thunder are 33-6. They lead the Rockets by 6.5 games. The Kings' 7-game win streak ended to the Bucks last night, but they still sit 9th in the East. In the West. It is amazing what the Kings have done since firing Mike Brown. I know I was one of the ones that was critical about them firing Mike Brown and saying that it was a very bad decision. Doug Christie is leading this team, and they have been good. They've also done a lot of this without De'Aaron Fox, including going into Boston and beating your Boston Celtics last week at TD Garden without De'Aaron Fox, which is impressive to do for a fully healthy team, let alone one that is missing their best player. No offense to Sabonis. Of course, the biggest game of the week is the biggest game last week. This week, it will be Thursday. Cavs and Thunder, two best teams in the NBA, possibly a finals preview. I know I'm going to be writing a ton about it tomorrow. So, yeah, check that out on Athlon. Hey, on to baseball, rookie Sasaki is set to choose between the Dodgers, Padres, and Blue Jays. Who does he sign with? It's going to be the Dodgers.
It's not the Dodgers, it's the Padres.
Talking about the Blue Jays, they did sign Jeff Hoffman to a 3-year deal. This was after he failed both a physical with the Braves and the Orioles.
Yeah. Now, Jeff Hoffman 4 years ago with the Rockies was good.
He was good last year.
Yeah.
The Phillies.
But, You've got two physicals. There's something clearly wrong.
The Mets are also trying to put together trade baggage to get Vlad.
So does that mean they're done with Pete? Or is one going to DH?
I mean, Pete's getting absolutely no. Nobody is interested in Pete right now.
Which I don't get why.
He's not the best locker room guy. I still like Pete.
He hits you homers, though. Big meat Pete, bro? Come on. Who doesn't want big meat Pete in your locker room?
Other than that, there's been absolutely zero baseball.
Yeah, it's been boring.
Moving on to college football, Notre Dame escaped Penn State 27-24 after a terrible interception by Drew Aller at the end of the game. It was a great game, though. Congrats to Notre Dame. Thank you for beating Penn State. I don't like either team.
Man, your pick of Notre Dame not even making the playoffs and being one of the worst teams in the
country. I did not say one of the worst teams. I said they would not be ranked after the season.
They are proving you wrong.
Hey, everybody was saying that after they lost.
This team is good.
You know who else is good? Ohio State. Yeah. They defeated Texas 28-14. So Monday is championship game. This is such a tough decision for me because, my God, I hate both teams so much. But Marcus Freeman has made me somewhat like Notre Dame. He's a great coach. The Bears are also looking into him as their new head coach, which I believe would be a great move for Chicago. So Ohio State, Notre Dame, Monday night. Who wins?
Ohio State.
Going with Notre Dame. I can't pick Ohio State. Notre Dame's a better team. They have a better quarterback. Riley Leonard is better than Will Howard. The only thing they don't have and the only thing that's going to hurt them is that they love playing man-to-man defense. And you cannot play man-to-man defense against Ohio State's receivers, which could be an issue. But Notre Dame's – both these teams are very equal.
Yeah, it's a good matchup.
It is. And one that nobody would have guessed coming into this.
Yeah. Clearly, we did it.
Moving on to college basketball, the new rankings. Number one, Auburn. 2, Iowa State. 3, Duke. 4, Alabama. 5, Florida, who lost to Mizzou. Logan told me to shout out Mizzou tonight. So, yeah. Cool. 6 is Tennessee. They moved down 5 spots. 7, Marquette, 8, Kentucky, 9, Kansas, 10, Houston, Michigan State moved up 12 spots to 4, moved up 4 spots to 12, my God, UConn dropped down 5 spots to 14, and Illinois dropped down 6 spots to 19, my Wisconsin Badgers are ranked once again. Best games this week, there's a ton of them, most of them are on Saturday, actually the first 4 are on Saturday. On Saturday, number 4, Alabama, number 8, Kentucky, number 1, Georgia, or number 1, number 1, Auburn. 23, Georgia. Wow. That's what I get for looking at a computer screen all day. 17, Purdue versus number 13, Oregon. And 21, Ole Miss versus number 15, Mississippi State. On Sunday, it will be a Big Ten matchup between number 19, Illinois, and number 12, Michigan State. And on Tuesday, number 15, Mississippi State versus number 6, Tennessee. Nick Taylor on the Sony Open. The American Express is this weekend. Tiger Woods got absolutely, and his team got absolutely whooped in the TGL or whatever the hell it's called. His own kid was making fun of him for hitting it in the water on a fake golf game. It's impressive. Yeah.
Who's going to win it?
I don't even know who's playing. NASCAR also had some controversial news this week. So, as you know, Elio Castroneves is racing in the Daytona 500, like we talked about last week. They are giving a provisional to him, and they are making a new rule saying that if a track wants to have, like, one of these legends come and race, they will expand the field to 41. Yet they would not do this for Jimmy Johnson last year, who had to race his way into the Daytona 500 through the duels. But you're going to do it.
For God to never race NASCAR.
Yeah. They also, Dale Jr. is fielding a car in the race. Justin Allgaier will race. Mike Wallace, who was expected to race, got vetoed by NASCAR, and he can no longer race in it. Let's just say both him and Kenny were not very happy.
I wonder why Mike did it.
That's all I have. You have anything else?
No.
Thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week. Enjoy college football championship game on Monday. I will, because I am off work. Enjoy a huge slate of college basketball, especially on Saturday, and enjoy the NFL playoffs. Also, the biggest game of the week for me is Thundercats, especially after that first game. Isaiah Hartenstein is not playing, though. He is set to be out for a week, so it could end up being a very bad game because the Thunder don't have bigs. Yeah. So, thank you guys for listening. Come back here next week.